This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, last week, the President's Commission on Election Integrity met in New Hampshire. Why did they meet in that state? Well, there's good evidence that voter fraud in New Hampshire affected both the presidential election and a U.S. Senate election. Both of these elections were close. Hillary Clinton defeated Donald Trump in New Hampshire by 2,700 votes out of 745,000 cast. The incumbent U.S. Senator was defeated by a mere 1,000 votes. The Granite State has same-day registration. That means you can register to vote and then cast a vote on the same day. According to newly released state data, 6,500 people voted on Election Day using out-of-state driver's licenses. As of August of this year, just over 1,000 of those same-day registrants have obtained a New Hampshire driver's license. This leaves only two possibilities. Either 5,500 people are driving around New Hampshire on invalid licenses, or lots of out-of-state residents illegally cast ballots in New Hampshire. After all, the New Hampshire-Massachusetts border is a mere 40-minute drive for progressives in Boston who might want to swing an election. I might mention that this is just the most recent issue of voter fraud in this state. In a recent column, Robert Knight quotes the chairman of the Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers, who has been tracking voter fraud for 17 years. In November, after examining absentee ballots, he caught a Florida woman who has been voting in Florida since 1998 and has been voting in New Hampshire for the last 10 years. The commission vice chairman, Chris Kobach, also serves as the Kansas Secretary of State. He believes that out-of-state voters in New Hampshire in November were more than enough to swing two very important elections. That is why we need further investigation into voter fraud. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.